My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In town coming up on Saturday, 4:25 game. By the way, you can, of course, hear everything leading up to the game right here on 92.3 The Fan. Browns pregame show starting, all the coverage starting at 12:30. Andy will be involved in that.
Yeah, so Ken and I are over on NCX, just so you know. So you got two different, but, you know, we always want you to listen to
that. That's true, yeah.
So Ken and I are on NCX.
On the Browns Radio Network.
Yeah.
And so, then I'll be here on 92.3 The Fan with the postgame show with our buddy Tyvus Powell.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun.
And I'll be on with Tyvus before the game.
And we're looking forward to all of that. So season's rolling, and here we go. And anxious to get going. We're going to talk Browns coming up. And then Kevin Stefanski, 1:30, will speak from Berea. Jameis Winston also we're going to hear from coming up little later on in the show. The Guardians, for the first time all year, have lost more than three games in a row. It was just the Guardians and the Milwaukee Brewers, the only two teams that hadn't had more than a three-game losing streak all year, and now Milwaukee stands alone.
And by the way, we play them coming up here.
Yeah, and there's now a five-game losing streak for this team. This team is still in first place. You know, I don't think it's worth freaking out about. They are 3.5 games ahead of the team that they just are getting ready to play four games against starting tomorrow.
And they're 20 games over 500.
So do the math. You know, you could, if you get swept by the Twins and you have a 9-game losing streak, suddenly you're not in first place anymore. You don't expect that to happen. I don't expect that to happen. Kansas City is just right now 4 games out of first place. So as we kind of thought, there is competition and there will be competition here the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I have some folks who send me emails on a regular basis and do a really nice job expressing their thoughts to me.
Yeah.
And Robert's one of them.
Yeah.
And Robert sent me this email today. Mm-hmm. And he said, I understand when trading it takes two to tango, mm-hmm. but Dolan in the front office did absolutely nothing to improve this team. I don't think they're a World Series team, but when will they make a trade in the future to help the team? Fans are not going to keep coming. The clubhouse has to be disappointed.
And that wasn't the initial reaction from the clubhouse. Sorry.
The initial reaction from the clubhouse was quite happy that they picked up Lane Thomas.
Yeah.
And Alex Cobb, who we'll see against Minnesota. Mm. I disagreed with Robert on this, and I wrote back to him and told him some thoughts. I think the Lane Thomas trade has been okay. You know, and yeah, I talked to Dan earlier about this, and I said, Dan, can I use your terminology? The Lane Thomas trade has been fine.
Yeah.
That's Dan's way of saying not great, not bad. It's been fine. He has stepped in. He has filled a spot. He is in the lineup like most every day, and he does a very competent job.
Mm-hmm.
He's not Aaron Judge. I the only thing I wonder here is this. Okay, you gave up some prospect capital in this trade.
Right.
And he's Lane Thomas has come in and been competent and been a help. Would you have been better off playing John Kenzie Noel every day? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I think Thomas has been good, and I think he's been good defensively as well. But I just I wonder, okay, if you're going to give up a tough market and everything else, but I think this team really needed somebody, Andy, who you could just say, okay, this guy is going to play every day in the outfield along with Stephen Kwan. And so they locked that up.
Yeah. I mean, we really haven't had it all season, have we?
No, it's been Stephen Kwan and then whoever else.
And let's rotate second baseman, shortstop du jour, right?
I still like the idea, personally, I like the idea of Lane Thomas in center field and John Kenzie Noel in right. Now, problem there is they're both right-handed hitters. So, you know, and you face mainly right-handed pitching.
Is that overrated?
So if, well, kind of. Oftentimes, if you're going to play the platoon game, you have to bring somebody else in, you would think. And that somebody else would be Angel Martinez, since he's a switch hitter. It's not going to be Tyler Freeman, since he's a right-handed hitter.
I think this is a big psychological weekend more than anything else. Like, even if they lose all four games and end up on a 9-game losing streak, they're not out of it. They're still 20 games over 500. They'll end up on the other side of being in first place, and that's not where you want to be. But, you know, a little adversity might not be bad for this team. How they bounce back on the other side, we'll see. But again, you win one, you know, you lose, what, two games if you just win one, right? If you're in a 4-game series. So, I mean, just chip away at it. That's all they got to do. Win two games and no harm, no foul. You walk into it the same way as you did, as you came in. So, I just think psychologically it's important that they take two games this weekend. And then you're off to Chicago, Milwaukee, because you got the Yankees coming up too, and Texas. Oh, man.
Have we reached the point where you need to psychologically do things?
I think that's where we are right now.
I don't know. I would think psychologically, you're in great shape. You're in first place. You've been one of the dominant teams in the American League all season long.
I don't know, man. They got a virus that's a 5-game virus right now, and they know that they can pull themselves out. Yes, Stephen Vogt's right. I mean, they're in everything. That loss on Monday just really stings, because you could have broke up the 5-game losing streak, and maybe, you know, you'd be sitting here with two losses, a win, and then another two losses. But I mean, they were in a position in extra innings to get the runner over from second and sack fly him in, and it'd be 7-7 and live to see another inning. I thought that game on Monday was pivotal, especially because they scored 6 runs in that game and lost. That's a hard loss for our team. Scoring 6 runs and not winning is not good for this. I mean, we all know it. Sometimes they're struggling to score, because you look at all the other games around it. What, the next two games they came back and scored 3 yesterday. And so when they get to 6 runs, they got to win those games.
This is the concern for me. Their team ERA so far, and it's real early in August, is 5.77. And no other month this year have they had an ERA over 3.9. And if we've had concerns about the starting rotation, okay, well, here they are on display. They've been on display this month. And the bullpen hasn't been as lights out as it has been. Alex Cobb, Andy, can give this team, if you're looking for a psychological boost, he can give it to you. If he starts against Minnesota and he goes out and gives you even 5 good innings. You know, he hasn't thrown a pitch this year in a major league game. Do you expect him to go 6 or 7? Man, if he does, look out. I mean, if that were to happen, that would be a huge psychological boost for this team. If he can even go 5, you know, if he goes out and he gets shredded, okay, on top of recent starts that have not been good by starters, where you're going, you know, not getting out of the 5th, not getting to the 6th. That's the concern to me, is all of that pitching coming to a head right now? All of the pitching questions.
I don't know how you couldn't fear it. And I also think in the back of your mind, you're going to be like, all right, I've got to play a very delicate game with this bullpen, who has done everything I've asked them to do all season long. But you know as well as I do, bullpens are finicky. And sometimes they turn, and that's not, I don't know. I feel consistent with the bullpen right now to think that they'll be able to maintain as long as they're not burned out. It's the number of innings. You've been talking about for a month, number of innings and how taxing they are on the bullpen. And they have been number one reason this team's 20 games over 500. That bullpen has done a spectacular job all season, and you know, obviously it helps when you have the best closer in the game. So,
not that this matters at any given point of the season. They don't have the best record in the American League anymore. They didn't have that for long. But they still have the third best record in the American League. And they certainly look like a playoff team. You know, I have a hard time imagining this team, if it doesn't win the division, not qualifying for the wild card. They seem to be in position to do that. Seem to be.
I don't know.
But the other two... Here's the thing. Right now in the wild card standings, three teams are the Yankees, the Twins, and the Royals. So could you imagine three teams out of the division that people just went all over at the start of the season, making the playoffs? I think that's quite viable. Red Sox are close. They're a game and a half behind Kansas City right now for the final wild card spot.
So Kansas City's got a 4.5 game lead. The Twins have a half game, and the Royals are even, Steven. So, okay, I see what you're saying.
Critical series, doubleheader tomorrow, and Alex Cobb will get a first start, and I'm anxious to see what he does because, man, if he can step in here in August and give this rotation a boost, good. They certainly need one. Kevin Stefanski coming up right around 1:30. We will hear from the head coach of the Browns after we talk with Daryl Ryder. He's next right here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.